We are continuing our interview with Ms. Velma Childers in Westminster, January 8th, 1990. Ms. Childers, you were telling me all about the singing conventions last time we talked, and could you tell me how many years those conventions went on?
Those conventions have been on for a number of years. I'm not exactly sure just exactly how many, but oh, something like maybe 20 years.
Do you remember what year your father started them?
Well, my father was singing. When I can't if I remember it, he was singing and doing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember exactly when he started it, but anyway, he continued it for a long time, as long as he lived.
Do you remember what the ages of those in the singing convention? Was it, when you said it was, they were people from different churches, were they from all ages then?
All age groups. He had what they called senior singing group. And then the next group that would come up, they were younger. So they were anxious to learn what the old people did. The older ones, they would hardly allow the young ones to sing with them. They had a separate group, but they would usually sing the same songs. They couldn't do it quite as well as the old people thought they were doing it, so we were divided into groups. They had as much as three different groups, what they call a senior group and a younger group than that. Then they had the children learn, and that's why we were all life and excitement trying to learn, too.
These are all different, and would each church supply three different groups?
Each church would supply a different group. And they would say, now we'll hand this down to our children when we come along. That was the purpose of those groups.
Were they all men or all women?
Men but and women. It was all three groups. They were mixed.
Right. Men. All three groups
some
had men and women.
Ladies,
both.
They were singing alto and different parts, whatever they called it. The men would sing the bass part. They would have men and women singing the lead group. And then usually the women would sing the alto part. And then
do you remember whether there were soloists? Did they have people who sang solos?
Not too much solo part, because they were all anxious to do it. But one start singing, the other one would join in.
More harmony, more
chorus,
group.
Yes.
Definitely group singing,
right.
Do you remember which?
No musical instruments.
No musical instruments at
all? No, just singing.
What about an accompanying piano? Anything like
well,
that?
Well, they didn't have, not in the singing convention.
Just singing.
Just singing.
Oh,
they
wow.
Call it acapella or something like that.
Acapella.
Yes.
Yeah, right. That's marvelous. Now, can you remember which churches or a church that was one of the best or won the most often? Or
well, St. Paul Baptist Church claimed they had the best alto singers. Because they had ladies that compete with each other. They would go, well, I cannot sing alto better than you. We laughed about it, but oh, they enjoyed it.
And
St. Paul just Tugeloff had a group. And I can remember one man that led Tugeloff's group. They called him Cyclone because he'd get out there. Well, he'd make all kinds of motions and singing and up and down his when he wanted the voice to go up, he'd throw his hands away up in the air. And they called him Cyclone William because he would do all kinds of things, you know.
Cyclone?
Yes.
Cyclone William.
That's right.
And that was because he was so active.
So active. They all enjoyed it. And some families had better talent than others. They always called it Evitt family. What was this other man that would lead the group? He sang, or he would sing good. They would all be in, you know, like to hear him come. They would all come in. Everybody would just go to applaud when the band came in.
So they were
all of the churches usually had a singing group. And I don't know that anyone, in my estimation, could sing any better than the others. I enjoyed it all. He would go by some type of whatever he rated them on. That's what he thought was best.
So whole families would
yes,
sometimes come
whole
out
families,
and be in a group.
That's right. They would bring their children in.
Mm. Were you ever in a winning group? Did your group ever win one of the?
I don't know that I had anything to do with any winning. because we were singing in that group, but I don't know that.
Did all of your family?
All of my family. My mother had a loud, high alto voice she could sing to. We would do more laughing about it than we would sing.
But your family did participate.
We enjoyed it.
Did your father ever sing, or did he just leave the group?
He could sing, too. And if someone was singing, he didn't get it exactly right. He would sing it over so they could catch right what was supposed to be done. Yes, he could sing. He had a good voice.
What were your personal favorite songs? Did you have any that you especially liked?
At that time, they were singing these notes. And, oh, if you had asked me a little bit more.
Well, that's right. Think about it. What about favorite songs of the group? What were some songs that everybody liked?
Well, they all sang Get to Heaven songs. We all get to heaven. What a joy. What a great time that would be, you know, like that. They usually sang most of the songs like that.
A lot of religious songs.
All religious songs, yes. And all looking for a better day.
Right.
That's exactly the purpose of it. Well, most of the songs were written around like that. They were all the song books. They had song books with shape notes written up. And you sang, they would sing the notes over to get the tune of the words of the song.
You sang a lot of spiritual
songs. Yes, they sang a lot of spiritual songs. But now these old spiritual songs, they were composed and just sung by the slaves, you might say. They made up those old spiritual songs.
Right.
Yet our parents kept them going. We still sing them to today.
Sure. Glad you did.
Anyway, that's right. But they had a purpose to make another song.
What was one you mentioned, Steal Away?
Steal Away to Jesus, because they couldn't come out plain and sing it. They would have to go down in the bottoms of the places where it couldn't be heard. But usually, those songs were made up for a code. If another group was singing a song, this group over here would understand why they were singing that type of song.
This is out in fields.
Those songs meant something when they were out in fields.
Right.
But when we would go to these churches, we'd just sing it for the pleasure of singing.
Well, if you think of what your personal favorite songs are later, you tell me, okay? We'll come back to it.
Yes.
We got into the singing conventions because I was asking you if any of your older members of your family were known for their special talents. And we certainly found out about the singing. What about other talents such as preaching? Of course, your father was a minister.
My father was a minister, but didn't any of my brothers preach? I had three brothers. Didn't anything go? Wasn't anything preaching. But my father's family, he had a brother that was a Methodist preacher, Jack Gideon. Had a brother, George Gideon, was Presbyterian. And he had a brother, the sister Ellen, only sister he had was Ellen. She was wholly sanctified. We were kind of afraid of her. When she could come, she'd talk in tongues and get us all straight. But anyway, wasn't any ministers in my immediate family, Miss Jill.
Why were you afraid of her? Was she?
I don't know. When she stopped talking in tongues, you would be afraid of her too.
She scared you.
Well, I don't know. She scared us so much, but we were amazing. What is she saying?
Amazement.
Yes. My father would kind of contradict some of the things that he didn't approve of in the Holiness Church. And when he would do that, you know, kind of talk to her about a different religion, since she had a different faith than what he had. And they would get to talking about, she's going talking in tongues and whatnot, you know, talking in what she called an unknown tongue. But we didn't know what she was saying. We'd stand amazed.
It's almost as if she was speaking a foreign language.
That's right, yes.
My goodness. And you mentioned the needlework that your mother did, how good she was. What about a craftsman? Were any of your relatives able to do, building things or crafting things? Or?
They didn't do anything special along that line that mm-hmm. I remember.
Okay. Do you remember hearing older members of the family talking about hard times or good times before you were born?
Well, my parents actually didn't talk about it too much, but my grandfather didn't want to talk about that than anything else. So we wanted to hear some stories about hard times or good times or different times.
Right.
We would sit on his knee, Grandpa, tell us how it's hard. He would start out telling us old time stories and things like that. But
can you remember any to share?
I don't remember any right now.
Okay.
I'd like to share.
All right. Did they ever talk about any flood or tornado or some kind of a disaster?
Well, they had disasters then, but they survived through it, I guess. They didn't talk about it too much. Wasn't anybody destroyed it? That I remember, it had anything.
What about illnesses? Do you remember the flu epidemic of 1917, 18?
Well, flu epidemic, that was in World War One.
Right.
A lot of people, I do remember train loads of soldiers coming through. They had said they died. But as to my family, we were fortunate we didn't even have it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's right. But there was a lot of it in communities, I remember. A lot of families were just nearly wiped out completely with that epidemic of flu.
Did you lose any family from illnesses at that time, like diphtheria and whooping cough, the things they had back then?
No.
No, okay. Did any members of your family serve in World War One?
Well, my brother, Fletcher, was in World War One, and my husband and children was in World War One.
What did they do and where did they go?
Well,
start with Fletcher.
Fletcher, when they called him to service, all of the young men had to register. And when he went into service, I remember very well, we were crying when Papa carried him to Walhalla. And I said, what are they going to do with Fletcher? And they gave him some type of examination or whatnot. And they said that he would make a good sharpshooter, whatever that was. And so, oh, gracious, now he's going to have to go there and kill people and whatnot. But anyway, he went to, a lot of the boys went to France. They didn't have any experience of foreign places and whatnot like that. And I don't know, we kind of appreciated soldiers when they came back in their uniform, visiting all. We would ask them all kinds of questions and whatnot. But they didn't talk about it too much.
He didn't tell you too much about where he served and what he did?
It. They didn't talk about it at all.
What about your husband? Did he tell you about his service?
Well, he came back disabled veteran.
He did. Now, did he go to France?
No. He didn't go any further than it's somewhere in the New York upstate.
Oh.
And he said they had to drill on ice where it would break through their boots, their shoes. They drill on ice and they drill on all kinds of bad weather that the Southerners were not accustomed to. So he came back a disabled veteran and he died in the veteran's hospital.
Your husband?
My husband.
Well, how old was he when he died then?
73.
So he lived a long time.
He did a lot of suffering.
How was he disabled from?
Well, he got exposed to, there's so much coal and exposure. That's right. He had rheumatism from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head.
I see. That's really affected him that much.
That's right.
What church denomination did your family belong to?
We were Baptists.
Which church?
St. Paul Baptist Church, and my father baptized me. Had been my father baptizing me, I guess I would have been afraid for anybody else to trust me.
Where is this church located?
Between Fairplay, they say it's in Fairplay Community, but it's actually in Earl Grove Community.
Earl's Grove Community.
at no point in time.
Did anyone in your family ever belong to a different denomination? And I know the answer is yes to that, because we just talked about it.
That's
but
right.
Tell us again which ones belong to a different denomination.
Well, when my sister married, she married a Methodist. She was a Baptist. Mm-hmm. So she married a Methodist man. She never did change her denomination, but she attended the Methodist church most of the time. Did all of her work in the Methodist church. And her children, she had two boys and one girl, they joined the Methodist church on account of their father. And I have a daughter that is a Presbyterian. And I have two that's attended Catholic school. And I tell them, I say, you're just a Catholic for the bread and the fishes and loaves. I'd say, but anyway, other than that, we all Baptists. Now, Edith, my daughter, married a Methodist preacher. And for that reason, she attends the Methodist church, and her children are Methodists.
Who was the minister of your church when you were young? Was it your daddy?
My father was
the pastor.
Yes.
And where did you all live?
We lived in Oakway Community. That's the one I was telling you about.
Right.
Yes.
What about house, though? Was there a parsonage for the preacher?
No, wasn't a parsonage for the preacher.
He had to provide his own house.
Provide his own house.
And from what I understand, he was the one that worked for the...
That's right, worked for the Edwards. And the Edwards right. built us a brand new house. And I'm sorry that house is burnt down now. But anyway, we had a very nice home. And my mother liked pretty flowers and everything, so she kept it nice and whatnot. We were kind of the fortunate ones, the boys coming up without, you know, in some places where a lot of people lived in what you call shanty-type houses, windows all broken out with different things, you know, spend the window panes to keep out the cold and all. But we did have a nice home.
And it was built by this Edwards
family. He farmed for us. He was a farmer besides being a preacher. Yes.
Do you know what kind of training your father had to be a preacher?
Well, he took a lot. He did a lot of reading himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the most training that he got, well, he would attend state conventions, you know, go off to Columbia and Camden, sometimes go off for weeks at a time. And my mama would be talking about him. She's supposed to be here doing this work on the farm, but he would be out somewhere doing it like that.
But
so far as to go to any type of college or anything like that, he did not.
He did not attend a ministerial college of any kind. Okay, what other churches were important in your community besides the Baptist?
Well, when we were going to school, we went to St. James Baptist and Methodist Church and Seneca as often as we did the Baptist Church. Usually, they had service once a month, and we would go to Ebenezer, maybe the first Sunday, go to St. James, which was a Methodist church, the next time.
Go ahead.
As I was about to say, we attended Methodist churches just as much as we did. In fact, we didn't know too much different.
The churches were
very similar. That's right. There wasn't too many other churches in Oconee County for black people, only Methodists and Baptists. We were affiliated with Presbyterians.
We were not affiliated with Presbyterians. But you did have that one aunt that was holiness or something.
Yes,
you know.
That's right. But we didn't attend her church.
You didn't go to her church?
No.
Okay. Are there any churches that you knew of that are no longer active in this area that just dissolved?
I think in my time, they're all gone.
They're all continuing.
That's right.
The same ones that same you knew ones. Then. That's marvelous.
I think it should be. I tried to get that going, but it didn't work. I say we have too many small Baptist churches. We need to consolidate some of these, but it didn't work. I tried that to get that to happen. We needed a new church building at Pleasant Hill, which I attend. I joined since I married. They needed a new church building at Chewy, and they needed a new church building at St. Matthew. So I said, why not consolidate these three small Baptist churches in one and have full-time service, a full-time minister, and things like that, but it didn't work.
Mm. Did you have did the churches have cemeteries back in those days, right on the church property?
Some of the churches had cemeteries on the property.
Do you remember which ones they were?
Pleasant Hill, well, St. Paul had one. Mm-hmm. And I can say for St. Paul, now most of the churches, when they baptized out in creeks. But St. Paul had a thing they call a pool. They had a square, big old square box thing. We fill up, they had to draw water out of a well. Mm-hmm. And they had a big old tub. They would drop the water, fill up this tub, and then they had a long pipe from that tub to the pool they'd go down and fill up that. That's where I was baptized, in that pool out in the yard, out in the churchyard.
Now, let me understand, there's a pool out in the yard where the baptisms took place.
Yes, that's right.
Can you describe
what? They dug it deep enough down in that, and they would have, I don't know what they had in the bottom of it. But anyway, they had planks around it. I remember they had little steps. We had stepped down in that. And the preacher would be standing in there, and the candidates would be standing out on the side. We would go down in there one by one, and we would baptize and come out and go inside the church to redress.
What did you wear when you were baptized?
We had on the white gowns. We had on our dresses under that.
Right.
Your underclothes and then your dress on top of that. Then the mama would make little white gowns for us to put on, little long sleeve gown, high neck, and they would usually be white. And most of the time they would put a little white cap on the head.
Oh, I didn't know about the cap. You wore a little cap. Cover your head.
That's right.
And how many people would be baptized at a time, or did it vary?
We would have a gang baptized at a time, because usually if one child go up and say, we're going to join the church tonight, we didn't hardly know what it was all about. But you know, maybe don't remember that, but we used to go in groups. And so maybe, I don't know why the parents didn't stop us, but we would do that. When they go join the church, they would join in little groups, you know, and so they would have maybe 15 or 20, sometimes baptized one time, boys and girls.
And your father was the one that
That's right, most of the time, those they were other priests too. Reverend Watson, Reverend John Watson, and just a lot of old preachers.
Good. Do you remember camp meetings when you were young? Did you go to camp meetings?
Well, Methodist people had camp meetings. The Baptist people didn't have camp meetings. But Methodist people had this camp meeting. They would go. And we didn't get to go to camp meeting, not in my family, but everybody else did. It was more like a service or a fair or something than it was. They said they would have groups inside preaching and singing. And then they would have two or three groups on the outside under brush arbors preaching and singing. And then they would have tables out selling food and lemonade and all kinds of things. Now, my father didn't exactly approve of that, so we didn't get to go. At least I did.
You never got to attend.
I never got to go to a camp meeting.
Do you remember what time of year these were held?
They would have them in the summertime. They'd have watermelons and cantaloupes and all kinds of fruits and everything. And stay all day long. Sometimes I think they stayed two or three days, because they called it a camp meeting, because the people would camp there.
Uh-huh.
Spend the night. We didn't get to go to that.
Did anybody? And so people did stay overnight then, they went two or three days.
Yes, they did. That's why they call it a camp meeting. Because they can't go out there and sing and pray till well midnight and get up and eat and start out again.
Did you ever know who led the services?
No,
you didn't go.
Because I didn't get to go.
So Did members of different churches ever worship together at these camp meetings?
Yes, yes, they would all go together. I guess they would. But I'm just guessing that because I don't know, because
right,
I didn't get
right
to go. Because they would all, but I know it was a Methodist church that,
went,
that had the camp meeting.
Do you ever remember any older relatives talking about these camp meetings?
They would come back home and talk about it. Sometimes my brothers would maybe go, you know, they were older than we were, and
right,
they could slip out and go, and they would know where they'd been. So they'd go for the fun of it, I guess. I never did go for any food.
We talked about singing conventions earlier. Maybe you could tell me now, did you ever attend any singing schools when you were young? Did you know of any singing schools?
Well, they didn't have any singing schools.
There's none that you knew of?
No.
Okay. Were there any occasions when black and white people would come together to worship when you were little?
Well, usually, if a black person died in the... They would usually attend funerals, or funerals together.
A lot of white people would come to the black person's funeral.
That's right. And a lot of black people would go to the white people's funerals. They did more attending the funerals. I don't know why. But anyway, when they had the Beaver Dam Association, my father would attend the white people's Beaver Dam Association. They would, you know, set up different rules and whatnot. Baptist Church was supposed to.
What was the Beaver Dam Association?
Well, the Beaver Dam Association's going on now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the...
I have heard
white,
of it.
Yes, that's the White People's Association, you might say, in Oconee County. They call the black people the Seneca River Association.
Oh.
So the Beaver Dam Association, where all of the churches go in together and get their instructions and what all they're supposed to do and whatnot. Well, now these black men attended that, and these white men of the Beaver Dam Association taught them what they were supposed to do, how Baptist churches were supposed to operate, what the religion was, and everything like that.
The doctrine of the church.
The doctrine of the churches, that's right. But now, so far as when we had the old Pleasant Hill Church down here, it was a plank church. White people would come to the revival meetings, you know, hear the people sing. They would sometimes attend the same conventions to hear people sing. So when we built a new church, they would tell us, oh, we're kind of sorry you built a new church. We used to hear you sing. Since now you have a brick church and everything is so nice and whatnot, we can't hear. So they don't come to our service now unless it's something special. Maybe they'll come to a wedding or funeral or something like that.
Where was this Pleasant Hill Church located again? I may have it already.
Pleasant
you may have already
Hill
told me.
Right down here.
Right down here in Westminster.
That's right. Out from Westminster. About a mile and a half out from Westminster.
About a mile and a half out from Westminster?
That's right.
Going closer to Seneca or away from Seneca?
Well, it's going
away from
Seneca.
Away from Seneca. Okay.
Going toward Oakway.
Going toward Oakway, that
That's
way.
Right.
All right. What kinds of groups were within your church when you were young? Were there any women's groups or men's groups or youth groups?
Yes, because at least more people, I think, attended churches at that time. And they would have, when they would have Sunday school, they had a men's class, women's class. Young people, they would usually be boys and girls together in the young people's group. They would usually separate the men and the women because there would usually be two men in one group.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they went on down, they would have boys and girls in the same group on down to the young people, young children.
Did you all do anything? Did these groups have any particular things that they did? I guess I'm thinking of today, like outreach kind of things or social kinds of
oh,
things.
Oh, yes, they have. They had social groups at that time that they would help each other in the community. I remember very well when... If there was any sickness or anything in the community, all of the men of the church would go to one person's home and help them clean out their farm and do things like that. They could do anything. They could do like that. They had women's groups. They had missionary groups, they called home mission, and we did farm mission work.
They did both kinds of mission.
That's right.
Right. Where did you go to school when you were a child?
Well, when I was going to school, when I first started school, my mother always housed the teachers. Maybe the teachers would come in from some other community or somewhere. And so we always had, the teacher had to always board with us. So we kept the teachers. I guess that's why I was a teacher. I wanted to be like the teacher. So the teacher would stay at our home most of the time. And we lived close to school, enough to walk to school. So we would walk to our school. And we were near enough to go back home at lunchtime and get a hot lunch. So we were a little bit better off than some of the children that had to walk a long distance.
And where, what
this
section
was this? This was at Oakway.
This was in Oakway.
That's right.
Now, how many teachers would stay with you at a time?
One teacher taught all of the grades. This one teacher, it was a one teacher school.
Oh, the school you attended was a one
teacher school? The school that I attended was a one teacher school.